From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Tax experts spent today exploring the inner passageways of a 673-page tax bill that cleared the Senate yesterday. It now goes to President Bush for his signature. The measure began as a means to close certain tax loopholes found to violate international trade agreements. To offset the higher taxes, it was to have $5 billion in tax breaks. As NPR's Peter Overby reports, that $5 billion wound up being $136 billion.
Everyone on Capitol Hill knew there would be plenty of riders on this legislative train. The Bush administration and Congress had done a series of bills cutting individual taxes since 2001, but many concerns of business lobbyists had been put off until now. The moment of opportunity for these corporate provisions was a bill ending a tax break for manufacturers, a break that the World Trade Organization had ruled an unfair subsidy. Bruce Jostin is Executive Vice President for Government Affairs at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
For the first time I can remember, you have a standalone corporate tax bill, very, very unusual, move through Congress. And as a result of that, once this bill began to move, some of the other problems or challenges in the tax code that affect the competitiveness of U.S. companies was brought to the fore. An opportunity was created because of this legislation, and Congress realized it had a responsibility to address them.
Among the items addressed, a tax break for companies that have both financial services and overseas manufacturing operations. The main beneficiary appears to be General Electric. The cost to the federal treasury, $8 billion over 10 years. There's a one-year tax holiday for corporations that have sheltered money offshore. The high-tech industry should benefit from that. And then lots of what lawmakers call cats and dogs provisions, small items that help one industry or even one company. NASCAR gets a tax break. So do makers of fishing tackle boxes. So does Home Depot. And so do the motion picture studios, although not as much as it is said they might have had if they had hired a Republican as their main lobbyist in Washington. They chose Democrat Dan Glickman, and that made lots of powerful people in the Capitol unhappy. Keith Ashdown of the watchdog group Taxpayers for Common Sense says he watched as lawmakers bargained with the bill's sponsors and the cats and dogs started multiplying.
It was aggressive, it was in your face, and it was, I got you this in the legislation, this is the cost of writing this bill, and now I expect your vote.
Treasury Secretary John Snow complained that the final version strayed far from the bill's core objective. And even that core objective took an odd turn. Congress could have simply fixed the export subsidy issue for manufacturing to meet the WTO standards. Instead, Congress chose to expand the definition of manufacturing. So the cost of the provision nearly doubled, from $40 billion to $77 billion over 10 years. The bill also raises some revenues. It cracks down on some offshore companies. Another smaller example, it limits the small business tax write-off for big SUVs, knocking it down from $100,000 to just $25,000. Officially, the bill is revenue neutral, as Senate Finance Chairman Charles Grassley reminded his colleagues during the debate.
This bill is paid for by raising revenue, largely by closing abusive corporate tax loopholes.
But outside Congress, observers say the revenue effects are hard to predict. And Professor Edward Zielinski of the Benjamin N. Cardozo School of Law in New York points out that for a corporate tax bill, it includes plenty of provisions that affect individual taxpayers. One big change allows taxpayers to deduct sales taxes if they don't deduct state and local income taxes.
This bill is clearly another step towards complexity. While everyone or many people complain about complexity, when push comes to shove, taxpayers ask their congresspeople not to vote for simple laws, but for laws that benefit them.
But Zielinski says the bill is a product of what he called the democratic process. People and corporations lobby for what they want, and Congress gives it to them. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.